we've got Roxanne Oliva just sitting here by the mic. I thought I'd just bring her in to say a quick hello before we get them going.
It's been a long time. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, indeed. Now, Roxanne is one of the infamous accordion babes.
I am. I'm one of the calendar pinup girls. There's a new one every year, yeah. And there are 13 accordion-playing babes.
So a baker's dozen of months,
yes,
then. Yeah.
Yes. And everybody loves us because we really know how to play accordion.
Yeah.
And what, you know.
And you're beautiful.
Well, who could resist a beautiful accordion?
I'm going to buy one right now.
You know, they've got bling. They're good looking. They're kind of sexy. That's why we're here.
And they have upper body strength.
Yes.
Roxanne, you'll be playing some music with Dan and Josh.
Yes.
What type of music? And Phil, maybe. Okay,
since,
Phil.
Since we still have Phil Lawrence in the studio, we might as well take advantage of him for at least a tune before we let him go.
I would say so. Too good an opportunity. So what type of music will you be playing tonight?
Tonight? Ooh,
yeah.
All kinds. Well, you know me. I like to dip my toe into all the international waters. So we'll probably start with a tango, and I'm sure we'll venture into some waltzes. And I think we have a Swedish polska.
Oh.
Not to be confused with...
Swedish polka.
Polska.
Huh.
Polska, not to be confused with a polka.
Is that a female polka or something?
I don't know. It's a dance, Swedish dance. And, I hear them warming up with something really romantic in the next room.
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely. It's a Russian folk piece, and we'll play that. And we'll play some of my original tunes that are on my new album, Box Candy.
Box Candy. And where can people get that?
You can get it online. You can get it on CD Baby. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Bandcamp, which I like. It's sort of a more independent place than that. On Bandcamp, you can listen to the whole CD without buying it.
Oh.
Which I think is so fine with me. Listen, I just want it out there. So it's on Bandcamp, you can find Roxanne Oliva, and it's that easy. Box Candy.
Bad or Band? Or B-A-N-D or B-A-N-N-E-D.
Ooh, very good, Arnold. B-A-N-D.
Okay.
Band Camp.
Okay, I know you're pretty much of an outlaw, so I thought it might be a good one.
That's very good. You piqued my interest. P-I-Q-U-E-D.
E-D.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Roxanne, you've strapped your accordion on. Do you want to give us just a little something, a taster, before we...
Well, I have the boys next door, and they sound like they're ready to go there. Shall I just have them stroll in while they're playing? Maybe if we open the doors, they'll get the idea.
I think so. We should give that a go. The music commence. Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. That was Phil Lawrence sitting in with Yukali.
We wanted to have Phil play a little bit before he had to get his paddles and canoe home.
We are so fortunate to have such incredible musicians in the Sonoma County area, and we have three Sut in the studio tonight as well. Roxanne, Josh, and Dan. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be here, Arnold. You know me pretty well, and I've been here by myself, and I've been here with another trio.
That's right.
The Sweet Penny Royals.
Sweet Penny Royals, yeah.
And now I'm here with yet another trio, because I like a good challenge. And so I have Dan here with me, and Dan,
and I'm challenging.
He's challenging. We've been playing together on and off for about a dozen or more years. It's an on again, off again relationship. Not emotionally, but just musically, yeah. And so it's been great. And Josh Foscreen, I have never played with before until now. However, I know both of his parents. I went to college with them, and so I remember his birth.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, I was friends with his parents in college when they were he was just a twinkle in their eye type of thing.
Well, you saw literally yes. having the bass guitar in his you hand know, when he came out.
His mother complained about, my God, I had this huge baby. And, grew up to be a huge bass player. Yeah.
Well, beautiful. Welcome, Josh.
Luckily, he's not a huge baby. I've known a lot of huge babies in the music
not
business.
Not now. Oh. No, not now.
We'll chat a bit more about backgrounds and what's happened. You guys want to start out with something? Something from Box Candy, maybe? Or have you got something else?
Let's do this. We're going to do this traditional thing first. It's a Swedish polska, followed up by a couple of Irish reels. Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice to have a live audience here. That's
yeah.
Expecting.
Yeah, get the energy going a bit.
Okay.
Dan, you'll have to step up and chat with us after that rousing solo.
What would you like to chat about, Arnold?
Well, tell us.
I'm an open book.
Now, you've had a fair bit of experience. Can you tell us how you got started? And
I started when I was 7, which is now, okay, it's true, 5 decades plus. And my mother taught me to play the folk-style guitar. She took lessons from a woman named Bess Hawes, who came to the West Coast with Woody Guthrie. And they hung out together in Topanga, so I came out of that lineage and grew up playing folk guitar and picked up a violin around when I was 20. After I heard Tom Rush's play on his record Over the Rainbow, a song called Mary Mac County, I heard this fiddle playing, and I went, I need to be as close to that as possible. So the closest I could get was right up under there, under my ear, which is where I like it. So I've been doing that. And I had a band for a long time called Hot Lips and Fingertips in Los Angeles, and we played for a good many years at a place called O'Mahony's Irish Whip in Santa Monica. It was that was the place to be in Santa Monica okay. on a Saturday night. Then I left L.A. for greener pastures about 17 or 18 years ago, and I don't look back.
Yeah.
But I'd like to look back and bring the Ucali band down there, because they're going to like us. This post-eclectic thing is quite a good fit for us.
Yeah, indeed. Ucali, now I looked it up. It's Kurt Vile.
Yes.
So what's the history of the name and putting that together?
Well, we had, it's hard to pick a band name, but and we went round and round, but Ucali is a piece by Kurt Vile about an enchanted, magical, tropical island. It was set to words. I think the man's name was Fernald, maybe. But this island is out there in the beautiful, most part of the Pacific, and in the end,
isn't it an imaginary?
In the end, the last line of the song en français is "There is no Ucali."
Well,
so it's illusory. It's illusory.
Yes.
As this band, it's Maya. It's all Maya.
Yes.
Hopefully, it doesn't lead to issues with promoters.
Issues.
How can we book a band that does not exist?
Thank you.
Lovely. Now, Josh, step right up, or yes. Sit right up.
He's only lived a third as long as I have, so he only gets a third the time.
Okay. I think that means I have to talk three times as much to make up for it.
Right.
Which is not going to be a problem for Josh.
Okay. Josh Foschgreen and...
Foschgreen, yes.
Foschgreen, sorry. And the electric bass you're playing.
Yes, the electric bass guitar. An instrument nearly as young as I am, proportionally.
The actual one or the actual...
Just the instrument. You know, it's only been around since the mid-50s, which is exciting for me because there's not really a tradition for the instrument. So it's I feel less bound by what other people have done. So it's really only in the last couple decades that people have really started exploring the instrument, which is really exciting. There's a lot to do.
Indeed. And any particular bass heroes you like?
Yeah, Victor Wooten's my favorite. He plays with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. They'll be up here in March in San Francisco. He's been a mentor on and off over the years, and I just love everything he does with teaching and playing. Really, just the stock list of bass players that bass players listen to. Marcus Miller, Jaco Pastorius.
Pastorius,
James Jamerson.
Yeah, I interviewed Esperanza Spalding a couple of months back.
Cool.
She's fabulous. What a player.
I love her.
Singer and everything. She is just amazing.
Yeah, I saw her at Yoshi's. She just was awesome.
Yeah.
And so short. With a huge afro playing the upright bass. It's just astounding.
Yeah, the afro is about as big as the whole body. It's true. And you've been playing since when?
Just about a decade. I started a week before high school, and I don't remember why. I would presume, based on my best guess now, that it had something to do with attracting girls. But also, my dad, Kent Foschgreen, is a wonderful bass player, so that certainly didn't hurt. Yeah, and I just started, and I loved it, and I've been screwing around on it ever since.
Fabulous. Oh, I'm really glad you came in with it. That's a great treat.
Thank you.
I must admit. And hold it. Roberto, one of the Cows members, wants to step up and say something.
I just wanted to say something really quickly since I see the violin is being put away. We had a violinist in here one time, and somebody, probably Arnold, asked him, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? And the response was, nobody ever spilled beer on a violin.
Excellent.
Well, I learned that you carry a violin in a case and you carry a fiddle in a burlap sack. Folklore.
Indeed.
This is a song by Casey Chambers. It's called On a Bad Day. Every time my tears have ever fallen, I keep them in my pocket for a rainy day. So when it's pouring, I take them outside and let the rain start washing my tears away. But on a bad day, when hearts are breaking, there's not enough rain to carry all my tears away. Every time I'm blue, I take this feeling and I hold it down and I won't let go. When the sky gets whiter and the air is colder, I throw my feelings to the blowing snow. But on a bad day, when hearts are breaking, there's not enough snow to carry all my blues away. Every time my heart starts breaking, I take this pain and I hold it down.
gonna wait for the wailing, and the wind is calming. My pain is blowing through another town. And on a bad day, when hearts are breaking, there's not enough wind to carry all my pain away. Every time my tears have ever fallen, I keep them in my pocket for a rainy day.
Oh, thank you very, very much. And we are listening to Yukali here live in the studio.
You're speaking to a former candidate for office here in the county. I can. Oh. We won't go there, though. Let's, okay. That's why I'm playing music now. It's much happier.
It wasn't that long ago, Dan.
I'm still paying.
It was only 2 or 3 years ago.
I only spent a tiny fraction of what the my opponents did. No, I wasn't going to go there. Come on.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Was that a supervisor for the county?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your district, in fact, yes.
The name now suddenly swims up in my memory. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mercilessly, I did not win. Did I say mercilessly? Mercifully.
Maybe we should swing on a star.
Right now?
Don't you think?
I think so.
I think it's about time.
How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? A fish is an animal that swims in a brook. He can't write a poem or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught. And by the way, if you don't clean up your dish, you may grow up to be a fish. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long and funny ears. He kicks up at everything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's sloppy and he's dirty and he's grungy in front. And when he talks, all he does is grunt. And if you don't give a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. It's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. You could be swinging on a star. Hey! You could be swinging on a star.
All right. Something popped. I don't know if you can all hear that on radio land. Very dramatic on my end.
Now, is that the same accordion you had in before? It looks different.
It
looks beautiful.
I only had about 21 accordions, and I realized I needed. I actually went out and bought a real new accordion. Is what I did.
Well,
and it's the first one I have that is actually new.
Oh, yeah, brand spanking new.
Yes. Yeah, I figured I needed one that wasn't going to fall apart.
So the repair fees were getting climbing then too much.
Yeah.
And so what type of accordion is this?
It's an Italian. It's a Castiglione, and it's sort of a tiny bit smaller because I'm not a big person. It's a little bit smaller than a full size accordion, but it gives me the good range of sounds. I can have that musette thing, or I can get kind of the little clarinet-y thing, or I can just get the great big. So it's got a good range, good volume, and it's probably not going to fall apart.
Okay.
So that was the main thing, to have a reliable instrument.
Yeah, and I know you normally give them a name.
Well, you remember because the one I played in here before, I think I brought two in here before, and one was named Lynette.
Lynette.
One was named Bobby, because they had in sequins down the front the names, because they were made in the 50s, and whoever had it was named Lynette and Bobby. And so now we have Castiglione in the front.
Castiglione.
The guy I bought it from said Castiglione, and he kept correcting me. He kept saying, not Castiglione, it's Castiglione. So, yeah. Why are we going there?
Well, because you promised you weren't going to get any more, I think, the last time you came in, and you've gone the wrong way.
I didn't go to my meetings, and I didn't take the steps.
We're going to speak about the accordion collection later on.
I was mostly pictured on the cover of my CD, actually. There's a collage, a montage of various old and antique and wonderful accordions.
Great. And they don't have to work to be in a picture. That's good.
No, they look lovely, though.
Yeah.
And I know where they're hidden. But we're going to do a song. We're not going to do that, the song about where they're hidden.
Okay.
We're going to play a tune, I believe, that Roxanne wrote.
What are we doing? You're pointing.
I'm pointing at the list that you made.
Yeah, let's do that, because someone sent me 12 years
on again, off again.
Before I came here, somebody sent me an email saying she heard this tune. It's called Mr. Missing. She said she heard it on the internet and immediately went to my CD Baby and bought my album. And she's from Ontario, and so maybe you have some listeners up there in Ontario tonight, because I sent her this link and said, listen to Cal. And I'll play Mr. Missing.
Yeah, I know somebody in Toronto is listening, I think.
Okay. There you go. Ready?
Thank you.
can these people find us if they would like to be on our mailing list? What would you recommend, Rox, at this point?
Well, yes. There's the Facebook, you know, the ubiquitous Facebook postings.
Yeah.
That's one way. I mean, I try to post all this stuff on Facebook, and it gets really hard to keep up with all of it.
But so if people, like, just Googled up Roxanne Oliva, they would, your Facebook thing would come up, and they could hear Box Candy, that amazing CD, and find a way to buy it.
Yeah,
and just Ucali as well. I think it comes up.
Yes, there is a website for Ucali also.
We're getting there. We're getting there. I'm coming slowly, kicking and screaming into the digital age.
I think it's Ucali Band or Ucali Music.
Ucaliband.com. You could try. Yeah, when I came up in Hollywood, we had little folders with, you know, 8x10 black and white. Pictures of the band.
Glossy.
And then some. Those aren't getting me very far these days.
We should have updated them a bit, you know.
I looked better.
One of the tunes on my album I did with a Haitian drummer, and I vowed, I kind of borrowed this rhythm from the Haitian culture because I studied Haitian music when I was in college. Because I borrowed that music, I wanted to donate. Every time I sell a CD, I donate $1 to the Haitian Relief Fund.
Well, I would never have known you're anything over 28 years old, Rox, except you referred to your CD as an album.
Yeah.
You kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
So.
But, album.
Yeah. Well, luckily, albums are coming
Josh
back.
Josh says album, and he's only 22.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. It works.
It's and coming so, back. This retro.
I love it.
I'm all about that. Maybe I'll go vinyl. You know? Play accordion after all.
I think so. We want that warmth in there.
All right. I sit corrected. But meanwhile, Roxanne warned me when we were working on this name for the band, and we like Ucali, but she said, you're going to have to spell it. And somebody just leaned over my shoulder here kindly in the studio and said, could you please spell Ucali? And it's spelled Y-O-U-K-A-L-I, like you, and then Kali, that
the goddess.
Rather dark reputation over there in the Hindu world.
Yeah.
what's she the god of?
Destruction.
Destruction.
She works with Shiva. She works with Shiva.
Like
I think they're closely associated, on and off.
What are we going to do now?
You want to do a fiddle tune? You want to do the moon coin thing? Or do we want to do It's a Cow?
How's our time?
It's a Cow. Lovely.
You like that tune?
Well, it's with Cow's Radio. How can we not?
It's a Cow. It's a Cow. Yeah, it's a Cow. We're going to rename this tune. It's a Cow.
Ready? We're not.
I'm almost ready.
We're going to get ready.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll tell you this tune is called It's a Cow, and it's like a it's a crossover tune. It's actually a klezmer tune that the Irish people took up. For some reason, to them, it sounded like an Irish reel, and now you get all these traditional Irish fiddlers playing this tune. I actually learned it from the Mad Maggies.
Oh, great source.
Good fun. Thank you. Very good job.
That is just fabulous.
Well, thank you. We had fun with that. Everybody was going off off record there. They couldn't find their music.
Our
oh, really?
Performance.
Ah.
That's the first time we've performed that at all, isn't it?
It might have been.
Yeah. Huh.
Maiden Voyage. Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, I jumped that one key bit. I didn't see your leg come up. Roxanne cues us with her leg.
Oh.
When the boot comes up, you know something's going to happen.
Sometimes I kick a little too hard. I'm like, oops, sorry.
Oh, that's right. I remember you brought your kick pad.
Yes, yep.
That's always good.
It's always
Everywhere
good.
She goes, she has linoleum tile.
Yeah. There it is. Can you give it a... Can you...
It's there. So
there
it gives
go.
Me a certain amount of, you know...
Yeah.
Band leading. I want to say control. I'm not sure what to say.
Yeah.
But,
trying to keep the herd together and
herding, trying to organize musicians is like herding cats, and so sometimes I think I can control them with my feet. My tempo's pretty good. Oh well, never mind.
Yeah.
And so the first time I sat here and talked with you, Arnold, in the middle of the interview, we're talking about music, and suddenly you started to ask me, well, how long have you been eating vegan?
Oh, yes.
And so I thought I'd bring up, well, that was a funny thing to ask about, but, you know, Josh is also raw food vegan, and he probably has all kinds of things to say about that.
Mm.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
And an author of a...
Soon to be.
What is this? An author?
Let's speak to this.
I've just, in the last 24 hours, released a raw food recipe ebook on my website, rawfoodfreedom.net.
Mm.
So that's a tangentially related to music thing happening in my life. Very exciting. Lots of fun. I also have a YouTube channel where I kind of fuse the music part of me and the raw food part of me. I have a video called Bananas and Dates, which is a music video of me performing all the instruments and singing a song about smoothies. It's a lot of fun.
No, it's integral. You would not be Josh Fosgreen were it not for your eating habits.
That's very true. And it does... I certainly find, and I'm sure Roxanne would agree, that eating healthy really facilitates actually being able to be a musician and get to gigs without being sick and not being tired when you're playing till 1 a.m. And it's a good deal, man.
Yeah.
So my omnivory is dooming me? Is that...
Dan, you're doomed.
That's the innuendo is there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, the implication.
Yeah. Implication. Get on your own.
Well, they have both given me pause to think.
Pause.
Although they're cheap on the road, you know, I don't have to take them out to good restaurants. Yeah. They don't even eat at restaurants.
Not even bad restaurants.
Any restaurants.
But I must...
That part's handy. It cuts down on our cost. And
Hope everyone's really cuddled up dry at home listening to some fantastic music, live music in the studio by Yukali. That's Roxanne, Josh, and Dan of...
I want to play the Mooncoin Jig and a couple of reels, The Pigeon on the Gate and Sligo Maid.
Yeah.
I'll sing We Walk. This is a song that I wrote, which is not a typical occurrence. I've been in the music business now for half a century, by Jove. Not always business, but I did start young. But I write one song about every 25 years, and this is the second one.
So like Thomas Pynchon type
it's
of thing.
It's called yeah. We Walk. Feels the plan. We dance, we sing, we practice love and peace. We often struggle deep inside and pray for some release. That's life. C'est la vie. Que sera, sera. What will be. It's here. It's now, we got that figured out, but why and how, there's still some serious doubt. We laugh, we cry, we live, we die, we do the best we can. That's life, c'est la vie, que sera, sera. What will be, will be. We walk, we talk, we make our way along. We wake, we sleep, on good days we feel strong. Feel the ground beneath our feet. We feel our hearts from beat to beat. We walk, we talk, we do the best we can.
Oh, lovely. Now, what is the same, what passion makes you write a song every 25 years? Is it a similar thing that triggers it?
Yeah, or? They just come out kind of all in one piece. I wish I knew the secret to unlock that one, but not yet.
Well, this one, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but this was about your passion for jogging.
Oh.
As a former competitive runner, I always thought jogging was kind of, I can't say it, it's not politically correct, especially in West County. No, it's just about walking. It's just about doing the best we can. That was its debut on the airwaves.
Oh.
Soon to be recorded, I believe.
I think we ought to take that one in the studio and do a job on it.
It was lovely. Yeah. So that was written recently then?
It was.
Okay.
Just a couple months ago.
And so 25 years ago, the previous one, do you remember it?
I do. I could sing it, but we're not ready with that. We're going to hold that one back. It's called Blue Sue, but we're going to play a blue song. I think we're going to do Blue Box.
Are we?
I didn't think. Oh wait, no. Yeah,
it'd be good.
I'm going to do something that's good for the people with me.
People that are
so.
With
but we will play something from Box Candy eventually.
We want Box Candy. It is such a cool album.
but before we do and talk about that, let's play La Partida, which is our wonderful Venezuelan steamy South American piece.
Steamy.
It's the most. Yeah, doesn't it sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that bass solo. Ooh, that was juicy.
That was Josh Fosgreen.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Very nice.
No, thank you.
I'm always happy to make it out alive on that, too.
Mm-hmm. there's a risk involved with those tango pieces, you know?
A lot of exposure, as you say.
Well, that's tango. I suppose that's the risk, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The dance is like that, isn't it?
It really is. There's something so sort of little exposing and confrontational, yet steamy, and yeah. So I guess we're setting up to do something from Box Candies,
I think.
Doing Fifi's Closet. All right.
Now that's, from what I understand, there could be accordions in this closet. Rumor has it.
You know, the title is there to... Well, by the way, okay, so this is from Box Candy, which is my... I had to make my... Yes. They call it my vanity album.
The my here is Roxanne Oliva.
A vanity album has a mirror on the front?
You get to a certain age and you decide you have to make your vanity album. And I had been on about 30 albums, none of which were my own.
Oh, that's right.
And so I finally said, you know, I've got to make one that's mine, that I take responsibility for. It's my music. I wrote all the music. I got several collaborators with me and several musicians. But you really have to like accordion to like this album. It's just chock filled of accordion. They're just a bunch of accordion tunes that I've written over the years.
Okay.
And spiced with some exotic instruments and other things. So this tune that we're going to play is called Fifi's Closet, and the title was meant to make people curious about what's in the closet. And in my case, I might as well tell everybody this is like a lot of accordions.
You have dress accordions, casual accordions.
There's antiques, there's new, there's big, there's little, there's red, there's gold lamé. So, anyway.
Do you match the outfit to the accordion or the accordion to the outfit generally?
But, you know, this one's got a lot of bling, and you never know, Dan. I'm not telling. It's in my closet.
Fifi's Closet.
In the closet.
Yep.
Thank you.
you don't always do it under your chin. You were mandolining there.
Oh, I was. Now, Phil's safely home and far from here, so I figured now I can break out and play the mandolin. Phil blessed this mandolin for me tonight. Did
really?
Phil Lawrence?
Oh.
Yes. This is a very old. It's funny. Our mandolins are about the same age, which doesn't affect the quality of our playing, but they are. And I was very excited. He's kind of the dean of Sonoma County mandolinists and a wonderful player. If you ever get a chance to hear Phil Lawrence and various musicians play over at the French Garden.
Right.
There was some rock and roll violinist he plays with, the guy out of the 60s. What was his name?
Something Burning.
Ukali. Y-O-U-K-A-L-I.
And Dan plays several instruments also.
Yes, right? You had the acoustic guitar. Yeah.
You play the banjo.
I play instruments that evolved from stretching gut over tortoise shells. my vegan partners don't like that imagery particularly, but that's the story about stringed instruments. And Roxanne Oliva is also a very talented multi-instrumentalist. She's got her accordion here today, but next time we come up, and I hope we do, maybe she'll bring her harp
or her
crumb horn. Plays a wicked crumb horn.
And we have Ukali live in the studio. That's Dan Kahan, Josh Fosgreen, and, of course, Roxanne Oliva.
Oh, we decided to play something. Okay, I see that everybody's sparkling all of a sudden. Okay.
Roxanne is of Sicilian heritage, and I had an Italian godfather, so we can do something with this tarantella.
And I've had pasta before.
I'm sorry, Josh, I don't know how to put this to you, but zucchini pasta does not count.
Was it raw pasta?
I've said both.
And live to tell the tale.
Everyone's Italian.
You know, all of a sudden. It makes my Toscana blood boil. We got a new tune I just sprung on there.
Ooh.
bold.
Shameless.
Shameless and bold. Ucali. Shameless, bold, and post-eclectic.
Ooh, post-eclectic. I like it. Great, nice bit of magic.
There you go.
It's also a lot of fun for me being a young punk to play with.
Careful.
Now, what do you...
I liked it better when you called us elders than older musicians.
Better seasoned
for me, anyway. Roxanne's age to be determined. We don't want to know.
Not to be known. Yeah, that's... But now, what do you normally play then, Josh? More punk?
Post-eclectic is my normal...
Wait a minute, I just made that up, so it can't be normal.
It's normal for me. That doesn't mean that it's normal for the other 99.whatever% of humans.
But like, what other bands?
Bands? I play with a rockabilly band called Blue Diamond Phillips. Mm. We play kind of rootsy rockabilly music. I play upright bass with them. Mm. They've got a gig coming up at the end of the month that I'm not on, because we'll be at the Steinberg Gallery. But I got some stuff coming up with them in March and April, which I, of course, don't remember the details of. I also play with a really great French music trio called Un de Trois. Hmm. It's a similar instrumentation, accordion, electric bass, and acoustic guitar, with a different cast, besides me being the consistent factor.
Yeah.
And that's really fun, kind of French cafe-style music, but a lot of it's original, written by our accordion player, Robert Lunsford, and that's a blast. Pork rinds and Super Bowl tend to like French cafe music, statistically speaking.
There's a football game on Sunday in heaven's own backyard, with Moses playing fullback and Jesus playing guard. All the angels up in heaven, by golly, how they yell when Jesus scores a touchdown against the boys from, well, stay with God, stay with God. Rock 'em, sock 'em, Jesus, block 'em, stay with God. Am I allowed to do that on the radio? Oh my gosh. I can be banned. I could be.
That was
awesome.
Nicely done. Where did I sing that?
You'll be famous if you're banned. That's the thing. You've got to get that 15 minutes going.
No such thing as bad publicity, eh?
That's right. That's right.
I think we should have a fight.
Yeah, exactly. Can we sneak one more?
You should play something off of the CD or album, whichever you prefer to call it. It's great either way.
Ucali.